Senator Cruz is perhaps the biggest gun rights backer among the GOP candidates for president, and he doesn't miss the chance to attack anyone on the topic, from President Obama to Democratic Senator Feinstein. He made this claim about Feinstein recently on CNN.
I'll tell you who I do take it or word is Senator Dianne Feinstein, who said, if I could go to Mr. America, Mrs. America, and say, hand over your guns, I want all of your guns, I would do it. I believe Dianne when she said that.
We wondered, did Feinstein really say this, or was there more to the story? It turns out Cruz left a gaping hole in the story. Cruz was referring to a statement Feinstein made in a 1995 interview on 60 Minutes, according to Cruz's campaign spokesman. But as 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl makes clear in the lead-up to her interview with Feinstein, the two were discussing a ban on assault weapons, not all guns, as Cruz says.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
Here's Feinstein.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
Feinstein's bill banned 19 types of military-style firearms, but it left a huge loophole because it did not apply to the hundreds of thousands of assault weapons made before the ban went into effect. With this basic bit of context, it's clear that Feinstein was not talking about wanting an outright ban on all guns. Cruz's comment on CNN is a gross distortion of what the California senator said. We rate his claim false. Read the full version of all our fact checks at PolitiFactCalifornia.com. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.